This is Mark Burdick, and I'm being joined by Jody Rainey, principal at Homer Center Junior Senior High School, and also the president of the Heritage Conference. Jody, of course, a lot of talk with Ligonier Valley exiting District 6 and the Heritage Conference and joining the WPIAL. That left a void for the conference, taking you down to 9 schools. But some breaking news, you've added a school, at least for football, for the next year or so. Can you tell our listeners and our viewers on Facebook about the move?
Yeah, what we reached an agreement with Bishop Carroll Catholic High School to fill the void for the 2020 and 2021 seasons in our football schedule. I think it's important to note, Mark, that Bishop Carroll did not seek nor desire to be a member of the conference. They were seeking a more competitive schedule for their team to develop and grow. And obviously, we were looking for an opponent to fill the void that was left by Ligonier Valley and also to provide us a game that we can be competitive in as well. And so I think it's a good partnership. And so we have a 2-year agreement currently with Bishop Carroll.
So this is something that has been in the works for a while?
No, I think that when Ligonier made that announcement that it was kind of a casual conversation. I'm on the District 6 committee with Lori Ratchford, who's the principal of Bishop Carroll. And she, just kind of in passing, she had mentioned if we were looking for a team. And so we just had some conversations, and it developed. And then when Ligonier Valley got the approvals that they were seeking, then the conversations heated up a little bit. And so we talked about that at the Heritage meeting. And we feel very good about the agreement because there are 2 escape clauses in there for us that I think that's beneficial. One is that we're definitely playing Bishop Carroll for the 2020 season. But if we find a new member, a full member of the Heritage Conference that has a football program that could begin play in 2021, then we can void that agreement. And the other one is if we develop a partnership, let's say an expanded partnership currently like we have with the Westpac, or a partnership with another league that would be available that could provide greater opportunities for us in football. And Bishop Carroll has the same clause. If they find that same situation for their school, their team, then we can we both have that right to void that agreement before the 2021 season. So I think it's a safe agreement. It's a short-term solution. And then after 2 years, if we're still in the same boat, looking for opportunities, then we can renew that agreement in 2-year cycles. So I think it's a win-win for both the Heritage Conference football schools, and I think it's a win for Bishop Carroll as well.
And just to be clear, this is a football arrangement only?
Correct. Yeah, I want to make it clear. They're not a member of our conference. They will not be eligible to be the Heritage Conference champions. They will not be eligible to participate in the Appalachian Bowl game. And if the Westpac would decide that they're looking for that 10th team for the crossover weekend, then that would be an agreement that they would have to discuss and reach between them and the Westpac. But so I think, like I said, yeah, so there's that's only for football. And again, they were looking, they're an independent. They have been since their departure from Little Highlands for football only. So I just think this is a great opportunity for them as well.
Bishop Carroll football program at one time was powerful. As a matter of fact, they were part of the conference, and basically there was a parting of the ways. Now it's a struggling program. There have been rumors, quite frankly, and rumors are rumors, that their football program has been in jeopardy, maybe looking ahead. So do you feel pretty solid that they're going to be able to maintain and grow their program back?
I do. I think that, when they left Laurel Highlands and they were seeking opportunities to play, as an independent, they did, the last 2 years, they've played in the Mountain League against some very competitive, stiff competition that were, comprised of schools much bigger than theirs. And, frankly, they took some lumps. And I think that, that has a bearing on, kids' desire to participate and ability to, get kids to come out. So I think they're hopeful. I think that we're hopeful that, you know, this will give them a chance to at least develop a more solid footing and continue their football program. And it fills a need for us as well in an environment which, you know, I do think, Mark, you bring up a great point. This is not the Bishop Carroll football team and program that most people knew in the 90s. You know, this team has been struggling lately with not only numbers, but also with competitiveness. And I think that this will give them an opportunity to grow and develop their program and provide opportunities for kids. And it also provides us an opportunity to, frankly, to be more competitive. I've said it many times, you know, I wish Ligonier Valley all the success in the future. And part of my conversations with Ligonier Valley as they were leading up to their decision is, I think it was time for them to move on so they could continue to develop and grow their program. Because frankly, in football, we were not able to provide them a competitive game, and that wasn't good for them, and it was not good for us. And I think this is just good for kids in general, and it helps everyone have a more competitive game.
Finally, every 2 years, the schedule kind of rotates. When, now that you have some definition to what the conference will look like and teams won't have to scramble for a 10th game with Bishop Carroll now serving, or a 9th game, I guess I should say, within the conference at least, their schedule will be full. When will the schedule be finalized for the 2020 season?
I'm hoping to have that finalized within the next week. I know that, you know, in conversations with Colin Stokes, who's not only our secretary treasurer, he's also, you know, an athletic director at United. And Colin has that schedule, I think, intact. I think he just wanted to go through and make sure that it was right. And, we're going to plug Bishop Carroll into the spot where Ligonier Valley would have filled. But he just wants to double check to make sure there's no errors before we put that out as this is the official schedule. And I expect that to be within the week.
Well, it seems to be good news. Certainly, I would believe that athletic directors and football coaches who would have had to scramble to fill what would have been an open date somewhere between weeks 1 and 9 are breathing a big sigh of relief.
Well, I agree with that, Mark. And I think, you know, geographically and competitively, this makes sense. And I continue to emphasize that, you know, it's a 2-year deal that does provide us an opportunity and Bishop Carroll an opportunity to void the deal after the first year. And so I think it's a safe deal. It's a good short-term solution, and it gives us a chance to see if this will develop into a continuation, or, you know, we may end up securing another team to fill our conference back and make it complete at 10 teams again. So I think it's a good short-term deal. I think it's good not only for the kids in our schools, but also our fans and our communities, because geographically they can now continue to travel in a reasonable distance to watch our kids play the game of football and our bands perform, our cheerleaders, and everything else that comes with a football game.
Jody, thanks for doing this, and congratulations on what appears to be a good move for the Heritage Conference.
Thanks, Mark. And again, appreciate everything you do for not only the conference, but especially the kids within it. So please keep up the good work. We do appreciate it.